this diagnosis which I have dictating. Patient's name is Dixie McCarthy, M-C-C-A-R-T-H-Y, Dixie, D-I-C-K-S-I-E. Date in is 1/23/13. Ms. McCarthy is seen in the office today with complaints of lesion on the tip of her nose that she wanted to have checked. Also feels some fullness in the ears. Sometimes the doctor said that she doesn't hear as well. She was wondering if there is wet. She denies any other complaints. Overall has been feeling well, denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Nose, there is a about 1 centimeter lesion on the tip, slightly left side of the nose, slightly irritated, and with a scab formation on top of it. Ears were normal, neck was supple, longevity, lumbarinopathy, heart assonance was audible, systolic murmur, grade 2 to 3, slash 6, left in the body was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, or else no wheezing, abdomen was benign, extremities no edema. Impression number 1. Lesion, tip of the nose. Number 2, carotid stenosis. Next, history of aortic stenosis. Next, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. I have recommended that she see a dermatologist for the lesion in the nose because it is very simple for skin cancer. I have put her on back of an ointment that she's going to apply, as well as Keflex to relieve the inflammation around it. She was also recommended to have repeat carotid Dopplers and echocardiograms in view of her aortic stenosis, but she declined to have it done. She will have routine blood testing done. She'll call off if she has any other symptoms. She did not want any further testing or so forth. She'll call off if she has any other complaints. Follow would be in after she sees dermatology, period. Next patient is David Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N, David, D-A-V-I-D, date seen is 1/23/13. Mr. Anderson is seen in the office today with complaints of pain in the right wrist. It said that it's been bothering him off and on for several months, but lately, while doing some home chores, it was hurting him more so. He denies any complaints of trauma, denies any fall, denies any lifting anything heavy or pushing anything, denies any numbness or tingling in the arms, denies any other complaints. He said that his back is doing much better since he went for physical therapy and is not having any more discomfort or pain. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No relief. No wheezing. Abdomen was benign. Extremities no edema. Right wrist. There is mild tenderness over the medial aspect of the wrist. Range of motion was normal. Impression number 1, right wrist pain. Probably tendinitis. Questionable arthritis. Next, back pain improved. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, BPH. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with the patient about his symptoms. And a long discussion with the patient. He will advise to use gastric cream that he's going to apply twice a day. He will try to do some stretching and strengthening exercises. He will continue the medications. He'll call off if he's not feeling any better. Follow-up would be in 3 months or sooner if needed, period. Next patient is Roger Schroefer, S-C-H-R-O-E-P-P. F-E-R, Roger, R-O-G-E-R, date seen is 1/23/13. Mr. Schroefer is seen in the office today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's doing much better. His cough has much improved. He has some lingering cough still. He is wondering about his CAT scan results. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He said that his breathing does get off when he does any activity or climb the stairs. Denies any other complaints. Well, examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No relief, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, cough slash bronchitis improving. Number 2, coronary artery calcification. Next. Exertional shortness of breath, next hypertension, next GERD, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with the patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. Chest X-ray as well as CAT scan results were reviewed. I have suggested that his CAT scan was unremarkable, did not show any mass or abnormal lymphadenopathy. He did have some coronary artery calcification as well as mild prominence of the ascending aorta. These are discussed with the patient. He will have a repeat CT scan in 6 months' time to evaluate. I did discuss about referring him to vascular, but he wanted to hold off on it. I have also suggested that in view of his exertional shortness of breath as well as coronary artery calcification on the CAT scan, will schedule him for a stress test to further evaluate the same. He will call the office if his cough, does not completely improve. Otherwise, follow-up would be in 3 to 4 weeks' time or sooner if needed, period. Next patient is Lisa Bramblett, B-R-A-M-B-L-E-T-T. Lisa, L-I-S-A, date seen is 1-23-13. Miss Bramblett is seen in the office today with complaints of hoarseness as well as lost her voice and shortness of breath as well as wheezing. She said that she was shoveling snow. After 10 minutes, she noticed that she lost her voice. She said that she's been doing some warm saline gargles and has been bathing her throat, but symptoms have not improved. She has noticed some wheezing as well as getting short of breath, also complaining of pain in her lower back as well as the left knee. Denies any trauma or fault. Denies any other complaints on examination. General appearance was normal. HENT examination. Throat was mildly congested, inflamed. Ear was normal. Nose was congested. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs. Bilateral expiratory wheezing was audible. No rills. Abdomen was benign. Extremities no edema. Left knee. There is cryptus in both the knees present. There is mild tenderness over the left knee. Anterior aspect. Impression number one. Bronchitis, number two, exacerbation of her asthma, number three, left knee pain, next, chronic back pain, next, diabetes mellitus. Treatment plan, discuss patient about her symptoms. I put her on Zithromax 500 mg once a day. I've advised her to hold up on the Celexa in the meantime. Also, I put her on prednisone taper. She will continue the medication. She will continue the warm saline gargles. She will be referred to ortho regarding her knee pain. She'll call off if she's not feeling any better. Follow-up would be in 1 to 2 weeks' time or sooner if needed, period. End of dictation.